time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Cuckaroo.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Cuckaroo. Happy July 6th. What's going on, Nick?
Not a whole lot. Middle of the summer.
That's it. Right, Little League's resuming in the Valley. We're looking forward to that. This is an area that produces a pretty darn good, Little League sectional representative. Yep. So
it does.
We're looking forward to seeing who comes out of the battles on the diamond for these Little Leaguers in their All-Star Summer Tournament. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, we're still hanging on so tightly to the high school season because, it didn't end too long ago. And we got a special treat for our Merrimack Valley listeners. We're going to talk to a state championship coach from St. John's Prep Boys Lacrosse. That's right, you Central Catholic listeners. You heard that. We're going to put the enemy on. We know that the prep has wide reaching effects, and we even have one of the players from Andover was mentioned in the segment coming up, right?
So, absolutely.
Yeah, we know that the Valley always has their eye on the prep, what they're doing down in Danvers. So we figured it'd be a good one to air this week. So not going to waste any more time. We're going to have that interview after the break, and then we're going to go with our top moments in the Valley. And again, they are high school related because there's all kinds of celebratory stuff going on from the 2022-2023 athletic year.
Yep.
Shall we go to a break and get John Pinchon on the line?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. After the break, coach of St. John's Prep, three-time in a row state title winners for lacrosse.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, back at it. Good morning, everybody. This is the Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Cuckaroo. Nick, we are going to be joined in a second by our latest state championship coach in the area. It's been happening rapidly. We're so happy to have our latest. I mean, what more can you ask for? The spring is like the new season for the areas we cover.
Yeah, it sure is. I'd say we've lamented a lot about how the baseball was down this spring, but the lacrosse was up, way up.
Yeah. And this team and this coach has regional appeal for us, and he is going to join us now. It's going to be St. John's Prep boys lacrosse coach John Pinchon, fresh off a third straight state title, all of those wins against BC High. Coach, good morning. What's going on, Coach?
Not much. Just getting ready for the summer.
Yeah. Now, when we were contacting you this week, John, you were in camps. Why don't you start there? Tell us about what's going on, like summer camp for you and lacrosse.
Yeah, the camp. So the school's run a camp for years, they branched out, and now they run a bunch of sports camps. So this week we had a lacrosse camp, which I worked, and there was a basketball camp as well. Pat Connington was actually there. Not surprisingly, he had 300 kids and we had 80. So
oh, it was they good. Went, They went with the NBA champion.
Oh, yeah. But it's fun. It's a lot. It's just, you know, young kids, 8 through like 14 years old. And they kind of range in ability from kids who've played a lot to kids who've really never played before. And they just get out and we do 4 hours of drills and just have fun with them each day. So it's a nice change of pace. And I think it's fun for me as a coach to be able to go and work with really young kids and see them find joy in things, which I think our high school kids would be bored out of their minds doing, you know, like, catching and throwing drills and stuff. These kids just love it because it's new to them and they're just getting into the game.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, John, you never know, 10 years from now, you could get that crowd of 300. You bring Jimmy Ayers or Vanna back in there. They could be doing big things in the sport in a decade or so.
I know. It's always hard because we always want to get our guys there. But literally when our season ends, the high school guys go out almost immediately and they're traveling around. The guys who are going, you know, sophomores and juniors are trying to get recruited. So they're out at recruiting tournaments. So we're always, we're always missing like a number of our high school athletes at these events just because it's so hard with their schedules. But we should definitely tap into some of these alumni. And Jimmy and Jake would be great guys to get when they're done.
Yeah, 100%. Now let's go to the run, the third straight state championship, Division I, 16-14 win over BC High, familiar opponent. All three of these state titles coming against BC High, all great games. And, you know, as competitive as a game that was, it was back and forth, lead changes, 16-14 final. The previous four games were on paper looked like cakewalks. So, you know, how do these kids just seem to not be fazed by, okay, we had some easy runs and now we're going to have a competitive game. Like they just get into the mindset and get the job done.
Yeah. I think we spend a lot of time talking about stuff like that, about, you know, how we respond to events and focusing on what we can control. I think the difference between those first four games and the state championship game, you know, how I think it is a lot to do with how our kids responded mentally. We also had some really special players. So a kid like Jake Vanna, you're in the fourth quarter there and Jake wants the ball and Jake's being super positive on the sidelines. And, you know, we're down by four. Jimmy Ayers is not fazed at all. Guys just know what they need to do. So I think beyond their athletic ability, the mental performance that some of these guys have is really special, and it makes it fun to coach. It makes it really easy for us as coaches because these kids are really mentally tough and they know how to respond and they know how to do what is expected of them when it is expected.
Yeah, John, take us to that fourth quarter in the finals. I mean, that sounded unbelievable. BC High put together an unbelievable third quarter. They had a 4-goal lead on you guys, but you guys played like you'd been there before, obviously.
Yeah, we had some this year we had a bunch of close games. We beat LaSalle, who's Rhode Island state champ. We beat them in overtime in kind of a similar game. We had to come back and score 3 goals in the final 4 minutes of the game. And we learned a lot from that. Then we went up and we played Bishop Girton up in New Hampshire and we had a really close game with them. And I think that those experiences helped us. We went to overtime with Staples and beat them at home. Matt Morrow scored the game tying goal. And then he scored the overtime goal in that Staples game. And I think you saw in the state championship game, Matt Morrow scores the go-ahead goal. You know, he just gets the middle of the field and does what he's been doing really for the last 2 years for us and finishes a shot. And I think those experiences earlier in the season really helped us and prepared us. And our guys were, you know, drawing on that confidence in that environment at Burlington 2 weeks ago.
Talk about that senior class, because that's the class that, you know, I'm assuming most of them are three-time state champions, unless some of them came on a little late. But they 21, 22, 23, they win state titles. There was no 2020 season. So all some of these kids know are state titles in high school. Tell me about that core there, that core group that leaves their mark after graduating this year.
Yeah, I think it starts with Jimmy. Jimmy started for us every single game he's been part of our program. As a sophomore, he was, you know, he was young, but he was incredibly talented. He had an older brother in the team. And he played with some really good attackmen, who were, Tommy Sarney was a year ahead of him. Luke Surratt was a senior that year. So Jimmy kind of has that experience, but then there's a lot of other guys. Chris Esposito was facing off for us off and on in 2021. And then he took a bunch of he did all the face offs for us last year. Matt Morrow, Rowan Mondello, Alex Peralt, those guys all played really. They were part of the team in 2021 and they were part of the experience. And then last year they played more of a role, and this year they kind of, they just moved in and assumed the role from the guys before them. So I think this class was really special. I mean, you can't ask for anything more. Three state championships. I think they're 62-8 or something in their 3-year career. Just really, really special. And not only that, they're just an absolute great group of guys to be around. They work hard. They care. Guys like Will Sawyer, Harlan Graber, they're splitting time at attack, and they're just as they do everything you could ask for from a student athlete. So, yeah, it was an outstanding group, and they left a really strong legacy for this program going forward for the younger guys.
John, talk about the state of the sport in the area. I mean, I know the North Shore is kind of historically a baseball area, but lacrosse has kind of burst onto the scene in a big way, especially the last few years. I mean, especially this year, I would say, lacrosse outperformed the baseball teams in a big way. That's got to be a good sign for the future of the sport in the area.
Yeah, I think from we had success. Newburyport had a really good year. Marblehead had the best year they've ever had. Coach Wilkins did an outstanding job there. So there's a lot of talent. I think the kids are playing a lot more. You look at the youth programs in the area, they're really strong. And then with the rise or the expansion of club lacrosse, these kids are really playing a lot of lacrosse, almost year round, some of them. It's really good. And then on the girls' side, I think the girls' lacrosse programs in the North Shore are arguably stronger traditionally. Newburyport winning a state championship this year, Ipswich losing in the state championship. I think it comes from the communities. We have a great, I think we have a really rich sports tradition on the North Shore. And I think a lot of these communities now have parents and families who grew up either exposed to the game or playing the game themselves, and now their kids are getting back involved in it. I know I live in Ipswich, and my children are involved in the program, and there's so many parents now who either played in the North Shore or played in other areas of the country and moved here, and they're really involved. So it's a great time to be part of the game. I love it. I think the game itself is my favorite, and it's fun to see all these young guys get involved in it.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting you say, go back to mine and Dom's era. We had no opportunities to play it. I want to say lacrosse was a new high school sport, like my last 2 years in high school. And my younger brother's 12 years younger than me. He's played lacrosse his entire life. It's his favorite sport. And he's had places to play ever since he could.
Yeah, it's like part of the, it's like ingrained now in the fabric of North Shore and Merrimack Valley. It's like it's an option now. It's a legit, obvious option for a kid outside of the traditional soccer and little league model,
Yeah, MassBit youth lacrosse has really grown leaps and bounds in the last 10 or 15 years. I know when I grew up, there was no youth lacrosse. They were just starting in a number of some of the high schools. Ipswich, Beverly had been playing for a long time. When I was coaching at Beverly, we had records going back to the 80s where Beverly was playing, but most of the teams they were playing were, the Newtons, Bill Ricca, teams like that. And then Ipswich kind of added on, and in the last 15 years, you've just seen it grow so much. Marblehead, Coach Wilkins has done an amazing job there. Their program is year in and year out strong. Beverly's been strong. Peabody's been really good. So it's fun. It's a fun time to be involved in the sport.
Yeah, Coach John Pachon's here of St. John's Prep Boys Lacrosse, 3-time state title winners, beating BC High again this year. Coach, and speaking of regions, North Shore, Merrimack Valley, Did you have any Merrimack Valley representation? We, you know, we give that show a lot of love too. And, you know, who are some of the kids from that area, if you had any up there?
We didn't really have as many guys. Yeah. When I first started, there was a lot, a number of guys from Andover. Was a captain for us. Ben was from Billerica. But we don't have as many guys right now. You know, the guy who jumps out to me is Austin Kitsis. He's a sophomore goalie. He's from Andover. But most of our guys are more, I'd say more close, centrally North Shore guys.
Yeah.
Some Boxford, Middleton, stuff like that. But yeah, we don't, I got your text this morning. I was really thinking about that. I was like, yeah. Man, when I started, it was my first 2 years, our most of our guys were Andover, Billerica, North Andover guys. And I think it's just cyclical. It's just where the kids are coming from to the school. And you know, that rotates up and down. So, the Merrimack Valley lacrosse is, I think, the toughest in the state in terms of how they play. I work with a lot of guys from Billerica, in the club program I coach, and they just play the game, with such passion. And you know that when you play them, we play Billerica each year. Coach Nickerson does a really good job up there, and the kids just know how to play. And it comes from the youth program, really tough. So
yeah
we certainly like some guys from there.
Yeah. Yeah, not surprising, because Nick and I have learned, you know, fast that it's a football and wrestling area for the most part,
basketball.
Right? And basketball too. Yeah. Just tough kids and you know, the Lowells, the Lawrences, the Methuen. I mean, they're just, you know, these kids don't back down from anything. and that basketball scene in Merrimack Valley was crazy this year. Football, you had Andover, Methuen doing good, you know. So cool. You know, I guess the last question, Coach, is just like, what's next? Like, what's in store for 2024? I mean, you know, graduation doesn't seem to phase you guys. You just come and replace, rip and replace. So what's it look like for 2024 club?
I think we're optimistic. We like the guys we have coming back. We've had a tremendous amount of success. I think with the way we practice, we basically have our JV and varsity teams combined, so that every single day our freshmen and sophomores who are going to kind of move up are practicing with us. I go and coach, I think I coached 15 of the 18 JV games this year. So we just have a really good continuity between the program, and there's really, I mean, we want to try and minimize the gap between moving up so that guys are ready to play. I think it's kind of based on, we really try and copy that football mentality of when you have your whole team out there practicing every single day. I think we have a great group of sophomores coming back who played a ton for us this year, at close defense. Cam McCarthy was a lefty attackman. He started for us as a sophomore, and then Luke Kelly in the midfield. But there's a whole slew of guys, that, you know, their names weren't in the paper all the time, but they, I think they're really ready. They're really ready to perform. They practiced really hard. I know the last, I'm trying to think what day it was, like the Thursday before the state championship game, those, we call them the blue team because it's like that second half of the roster. They were kicking our varsity guys' butts. We were getting dominated. They were scoring at will. And I think that is, you know, that's the future, and those guys being able to do it at practice on a daily basis gives us a lot of confidence as coaches that they're ready to do it next year. So, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into getting ready for next year. We'll start in the weight room and get back, you know, looking at all the stuff we do and evaluating what we need to do better. One of the things I love about coaching high school sports is it's a brand new year. It's not like, you know, college or pros where there's so much continuity. It is a brand new year with a brand new makeup of the team and a brand new cast of characters. So,
yeah,
we really are starting fresh, pretty much year to year.
Yeah. Yeah. And not to mention the kids, like the body type changes, the strengths change, they get taller. You're like, oh, this kid's a lot taller this year.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so they're going through all that too. So it's so different year to year.
Yeah. I love seeing when we come back to school in the fall, Just seeing the growth of some of these guys, the growth that, you know, happens generally between sophomore to junior year, maturity wise, and also physically and athletically is always, I'm always like, it's just impressive to see, because they go from being boys to young men. And you know, from a coaching standpoint, it's always exciting to see, like, oh man, this kid, like, wow, look at how good he looks. He grew up.
Yeah.
He's really skilled. So,
yeah. And like, maybe we'll put him in a different position this year because his strengths changed. He got taller, he got faster, he got stronger, you know? Yeah. Does that happen every year? Does Trent Brown, Nick, for the Patriots really get much different in his physical stature? No, he's a huge lineman.
You picked out the one guy that probably does.
Oh, he's so fat this year. He's lazy now. Well, Coach John Pichon of St. John's Prep Boys Lacrosse, amazing. One of the best North Shore accomplishments, obviously, of all time. 3 in a row there at the highest level. So can't thank you enough for joining us on the Sports Desk. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you guys. Thanks so much for all the coverage you guys do. I personally love just the North Shore sports scene because the work that that you guys do and a lot of people in the media just to promote it. I think it's really special. I think our kids really appreciate it. So thanks for everything you guys do. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Have a good one, Coach. Have a good summer.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Perfect.
All right, John Pichon in the books from St. John's Prep. Take a quick break and back at it with more action from the Sports Desk.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk back at it for one more segment. Thanks to Coach Pinchon for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Dom Nikash from the Cuckoo here with our top moments of the week. That's right, they never slow down. They never stop playing stuff and playing sports in the summer. And absolutely. We found some great accolades, Nick, starting with yours, heading down again to prep land.
I was gonna say, speaking of, you know, Andover kids at the prep, Nathan Lopez, distance runner, Gatorade Massachusetts boys track and field athlete of the year, three-time all-state champ. He broke the all-state meet record in the 2 mile, then shaved 15 seconds off that time to get a silver medal at the New Balance Nationals in Philadelphia. Heading to the University of Michigan, he's just been all everything. He was a North Shore Moynihan Lumber student athlete of the month as well.
Yes.
You on the North Shore Sports Desk.
Man, what a performance by the pride of Andover. I'm telling you, that good chopping time off 15 seconds off a 2 mile. Like, you, okay, so he's at the state finals, giving it his all. And then he chops off later 15 seconds from that performance.
Competition.
He broke a 48-year-old.
Stiff competition brought out the best to him.
He breaks a 48-year-old Massachusetts record. And then goes to finish second in the nation. That is a couple of weeks for the fella.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, certainly deserving of that award and to get his place here on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk with Nick's top moment. All right, speaking of other great athletes, I actually have a bunch of them, Nick, to mention, because these are the athletes in the area who won the Michael Muldoon Student Athlete Memorial Scholarships for this year. I think it's might be the first year doing it, because, or maybe it's not. But Mike was a late, great sports writer for the Eagle Tribune. We knew him personally.
great guy. Did, you know, just cared so much about these kids. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy to say like, oh, we care for the kids because it was his job. But, you know, Michael did really try to get
big time
kids notoriety and mentions. He would grill you, you know, if you covered a game and he's like, oh, get the box score done yet? You know, because he wanted all those names, you know?
Yep.
So this is a great award for these athletes in the Merrimack Valley in Southern New Hampshire. You know, he died last year at 60 years old, really tragic. So the winners this year, deserved winners, Andover's Andrew Wetterwald and Kathleen Yates, Lawrence's Maya Rivera and Isaiah Ogunbari. Remember, we interviewed him for basketball.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Methuen High's Connor Moderum, Greater Lawrence Tech's Jordi Ortega, Central Catholic's Cameron Jankowski, and Olivia Goulet, maybe it's Goulet, and Timberlane's, the lone New Hampshire winner, Timberlane's Tucker Hadwin. Timberlane, that's the one in Moynihan Lumber territory, isn't it?
Yes, yep, Southern New Hampshire, yep.
Blastow, mm-hmm. Yeah. A great sponsor of the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Big time.
Each athlete got $500 and a framed copy of Muldoon's beloved Athlete's Oath column that runs every year, kind of brings perspective into high school sports. Mm. Great advice for coaches, parents, and kids, athletes. Yeah, that column's running this trip in the Tribune every year since 2001.
Oh, yeah. Should be coming pretty soon when school year sports start coming around, which is really only about, what, 5-6 weeks away?
Yeah, you run it in the Times every year, too?
Yeah, every so often, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These athletes participate in a bunch of sports. So a lot of diversity there, men, women, young men and young women from different schools. Great stuff. Good job, Eagle Tribune, for capturing Muldoon spirit in the form of these memorial scholarships, helping these great athletes move on to the next step. All right, Nick, I think that does it for the show.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, another show in the books, July 6th. We're here every week. July 13th show, we'll be probably having some Little League talk.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be too early to get a coach on yet? Probably. They won't be in the finals yet. to get a Little League coach on, you have to have like won a district.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yep.
Yeah. Can't do a semifinal talk. we're in the big boys now, Williamsport. So, all right. Well, thanks for joining us here on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We will see you next week.